Welcome. Just to say that if any visitors are here today, a really warm welcome. And there is a visitor welcome note available in the foyer on the table. If you haven't had one, just shout out and one of the stewards will find you one, which explains some of the things that go on in our service, which mostly I won't bother to explain, but just to say, please stand up when you when we sing if you're able and if you wish to. And when you stand up, please try not to stand in front of the really good singer who's sitting behind you and can't see the words. Mary has said that she would like to share something at the start of this service. If you'd like to come up, Mary.
Yeah, I don't know if I can tell you this and hold it together, but I'll try. Michael told me that he never experienced love in his childhood. And that had an effect on him, which made it very difficult for him to show his emotions and to express them verbally. And I think that's kind of rubbed off on the rest of the family, not wanting probably to make him feel uncomfortable. We all knew we were loved, but he didn't really say it very often. But he did write it in his note at the end. My thing is regret. I don't want any of you to have regret. If there's somebody you love in your life, whether they be spouse, parent, child, siblings, friend even, tell them. Tell them verbally. Because that means so much more than even a gift or a kind act or anything. And my big regret is that we didn't gather around Michael Wednesday night and tell him we loved him. And I thought we could do it Thursday, but it's too late. So don't have regrets. Even if it's something you're not comfortable with, try to do it. Please, because regrets are not nice to live with. Thank you for listening.
That was beautiful, Mary. We all have very fond memories of Mike, and we really appreciate that. Thank you. This morning we're going to have a theme of mission. Yesterday evening we had the Tekora, Social Tekora being the project that we support in Albania. Saw a great video. It's a little long, so I'm not going to show it this morning, but just to say thank you for the support that we received last night. Just to say that I just checked on the website this morning, and the total already donated towards our year's support for the Tekora project has reached a total of, if you don't count gift aid, it's £325. If you add gift aid, it's £430 in 2026 so far. That's less than a fifth of the total we're aiming for, but a good start. Thank you. We really appreciate that. I have a few notices. I advertised a church family trip to the bookshop in Alsager, in an old chapel there. You may not know, in Alsager there is the largest second-hand bookshop in the northwest of England, with many Christian books in it. I got the time wrong when I planned it, so if anybody's interested in going, please come and talk to me afterwards. I'll sort out a different time to go there. On the subject of Tekora, the big event for Tekora at the moment is their 10th anniversary, and they're holding a celebration at Whetstone Baptist Church in Leicester. on Saturday the 28th of February. Christine and I are going, and we have spaces in the car for anybody who'd like to join us. It's a fundraising event, so it costs £25, and it's fairly much a full-day event, so it's quite a big event. But we would like to... The Tikora people, we've just had an email to say that, some of the staff of Tikora, many of the staff of Tikora, have just got their visas, and they're really excited to be coming to see all the churches that support them in the UK. Really would like... for more than Christine and me to travel to Leicester on that day. So that's just something to think about. What else? The Bible reading week, we'll be starting that next Sunday. So next Sunday morning, I'll hand out the scripts for you to read your Bible passages during the week that follows. So get ready for... a bit of reading, get a new pair of spectacles or whatever you need. And we're going to have some lively children's things this morning before Jenny comes to speak to us about, Jenny Wakefield comes to speak to us on her theme, which is Together in Mission. So we're going to have some kids' activities, songs, readings. Hang on to your seats. And we're going to begin with a song, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, number 830. Why did I tell you it's number 830? Doesn't make any difference to you. Did you ever see that sketch where they said, right, the congregation is now going to sing hymn number 152. So the congregation all stood up and they stood there and sang hymn number 152.
People in my His better will provide. From your heart to satisfied, I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have felt you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you need me.
Jill was going to read the Bible reading, wasn't she? Ah, Sandra's got it.
Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen.
So we're commanded to go. We're going to sing another song now. Are there any children who would like to? Would you like to help me, Chris, dispense some ribbons to any children who would like to? We're going to sing the song "God's Love Is Like a Circle." So we want lots of circles. So if you're an adult, you only do that. If you're a child, you can do something a bit more interesting. Would you like ribbons to wave?
Come on, come and join me.
And if you feel like a child as well, you're welcome to come and grab a ribbon. And we'll start off, and then I'll play the first verse,
front,
and then I'll join in too.
Who's at the front?
Give Roger one.
Roger, you want one?
Right. All you have to do is wave it in a circle, and after I've played it once, I'll come and join you. Right. You'll know the tune.
Love is like a circle, a circle with a bend. For when you see a circle, no ending can be found. And so the love of Jesus lives all eternally, forever and forever. I know that He loves me.
What we're going to do, we're going to turn the whole church into a circle. Andrea, what are you doing standing there? I can see the look on your face. You want to be involved. So, have we got a ribbon for Andrea? There we go.
Oh, Andrea.
Got two.
So, I think we'll make a circle right around the church so that we include everybody. Okay? Right. God's
love is like a circle, a circle big and round. For when you see a circle, no ending can be found. And so the love of Jesus goes on eternally, forever and forever. I know that he loves me. God's love is like a circle big and round. For when you see a circle, no ending can be found. And so the love of Jesus goes on eternally, forever and forever. I know that he loves me.
Right, I'll apologise to my wife later. Take a seat, but we're going to do a bit more children's stuff. For the younger children, and perhaps for any senior people here, I've got a project in physical geography. So I want you to do a little bit of study of planetology, okay? Which will require studying the physical properties of planet Earth. So the younger ones can have a planet. Here's another. There's one. And for you, there's the planet Earth. But seriously, we want to think about God calling us to go into all the world. And so for the older ones, we're going to do, I decided we use a map. So I've got a couple of maps here. I'd like one or two people to help me hold them up. I'm afraid these maps are one or two gentlemen helped me to hold these maps up. I looked along my bookshelves. I'm afraid the only maps I could find were a bit old. They still show the Ottoman Empire, for instance, and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And we're talking about Tekora, so maybe one or two other adults could bring up one or two children, and somebody on one of them could mark Albania. Anybody mark Albania? It's obviously on this one. These maps are slightly, they're a slightly silly projection, of course, because Greenland looks the same size as Africa, where in fact Africa is 14 times the size of Greenland. But, right, a few more. Come on, Sarah. Hi. All right, Heather, both of you. What I'm looking for, and Sarah might need help with this, these are the countries to which BMS World Mission, where it has its workers. So you've got the problem, Sarah, that none of these are actually on these maps because they're so old. One or two people, I think most of them are on the left-hand map, so... any more volunteers to put up? There's Indonesia. There's India. These are all countries where we have BMS World Mission people that we Baptist World Mission. As permanent workers. There's Uganda. Here we are. Here's one for this side, Peru. That's somewhere. town there. Yes. Here we are, two or three more. There's Thailand. Notice that most of these countries are in the... not far from the equator. They're in the... what is it, Brendan? It's called the... Is it the 2040 zone or something like that? There's Cambodia, there's Lebanon. And there's Lebanon. So those are all countries to another time. I've got a set of ones with the World Watch List countries on, so but we'll do that another time. So let's pray. Obviously, we have our Tekora work that we support in Albania and all the others. That was a geographical test. Let's ask the Lord to bless the work of our BMS World Mission, our Baptist workers all around the world, Baptist and ex-Baptist workers all around the world. Father, we just really ask you to bless this ministry of reaching out to those who are in need all around the world, those who have special needs, those who have very simple needs, but all, most of all, those who need to know that God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, and his people are sent out by him into the world to help everybody who needs them, and to lead everybody to Christ as far as possible. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen. And we'll now turn to a worship block of songs, and we're going to begin with These Are the Days of Elijah. And in the third song, we'll take the collection, please, stewards. Thank you.
Salvation comes, behold he comes, right.
riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. But the trumpet calls, lift your voices, we hear the jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Shall tell his friend, husbands, wives, and children shall come following all. House to house in families, some will be gathered in. Lights will shine in every street, so warm and welcoming. Upon and taste the new wine, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God. There is healing and forgiveness, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God. Option of the is ready now to flow. Through acts of love and mercy we must let it show. It turns now from his anger to show a smiling face that longs that men should stand beneath the hand of his grace. Come on in and share the new wine, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God. Here is healing and forgiveness, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God. He longs to do much more than our faith has yet allowed, to thrill us and surprise us with his sovereign power. Where darkness has been darkest, the brightest light will shine. His invitation comes to us, it's yours and it's mine. Come on in and taste the new wine, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God. Here is healing and forgiveness, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God. Come on in and taste the new wine, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God. Here is healing and forgiveness, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God.
Oh. great in the nation. The works of power and authority. God's looking for a people who are willing to be counted in his glorious victory.
Heavenly Father, we give you these gifts as a token of our love, knowing that everything we have is yours anyway. But we pray that these may be used wisely and in your service and for the blessing of many. In Jesus' name, amen. And we pray now for the youngsters as they go to their own class. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for everyone in this church family, from the oldest down to the very youngest. And as the youngsters go out to their own class, we pray that they will continue to learn in love and joy things about you. Bless them and their teachers now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We come to a time of intercessions now, so let's just bow our heads in prayer. And we'll just start by giving thanks for the life of Harold Jinks, who passed away just a few days ago. And Father, we do thank you for the way that you brought him to this fellowship, and that he was part of this family, and he is precious to us. And we commend him now into your care. We thank you for those that cared for him in his last days. Bless them. And I don't know that Harold has any close family, but Lord, he is part of that wonderful family, your family. And we give you thanks for his life. And we just lift one or two members of our fellowship who are in need of particular blessing this morning, Lord. Jill was hoping to make it but didn't. We ask your blessing on her. We just name Betty, George Bayliss, Susie, Margaret Thompson, Daphne, and Vera. And any others who need a special touch of your grace this morning, Father, please just touch your healing hands upon them. May we all rely upon you, strength for this day and bright hope for tomorrow. and we turn our hearts to the wider world. So we've had some very visual illustrations from George, and we just thank you, Lord, that the world is yours, the creation is yours, and everything in it, everyone in it. But there are some parts of the world that seem to suffer so much more than others. And we do lift again the conflict in Ukraine. And we pray that that may be drawn to a rapid, peaceful and fair conclusion. Lord, I do lift world leaders before you and pray that you would burden them with a strong sense of their responsibility before you in everything that they do and say. Soften hard hearts, we pray, Lord. Bring down the proud and replace that proudness with humility. We pray that you would raise up leaders, both men and women, in countries throughout the world who seek justice, who fear you. And who will work for greater equality. We pray for the ongoing situation in Palestine and the great suffering there is there. And we pray especially for those seeking to get aid in and to begin the process of helping people rebuild their lives. And we lift before you Eritrea, a nation that just seems beset on all sides by suffering. Again, please give wisdom and enable those who seek to build a better future for people there, a peaceful future. And Lord, there are many places in the world where Christians are persecuted. I know that the Open Doors World Watch list came out recently. And we pray this morning for Christians in Iran, the few that are left or the few that we know of. May they know your strength and your protection and your love surrounding them on all sides. And in a few quiet moments, let's just lift before the Lord those situations he lays on our hearts, whether they are big national things or things that are big in our own lives, closer to home, or in the lives of those that we love. And we lift before you this church family as we move through this time of interregnum. We thank you for the day of prayer last Saturday and for all those who were involved. And please, Lord, lead us and guide us as we begin to think what sort of a person and what sort of a church we are and what sort of a person we need to lead us and who it is that you have called already to fulfill that role. Help us to be a leadable people. Help us to be in the place you want us to be. And we thank you for answered prayer too, Lord, as we lift these prayers before you. Sometimes we're not so good at saying thank you when you give us quite clear answers. And so we lift our prayers before you in expectation and in thanksgiving, and in the knowledge that you are able to do immeasurably more than we think or ask. So thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We have a song now, don't we? Facing a task unfinished.
Seated. The second reading is Luke 10, verses 1 to 9, and it's the account of Jesus sending out the 72. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal those there who are ill, and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' And may God bless the reading of his word." Let's now pray for Jenny as she comes to speak to us. Heavenly Father, I pray your anointing on Jenny as she brings God's word to us. Please open our hearts and minds to receive your word. to hear your voice and to experience your presence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is such a joy to be here and to be able to share with you these lovely thoughts on mission. It is Tekarua weekend. Tekarua is a bridge into different communities. And we, each one, are a bridge into our local communities. And even we have the joy of being part of the bridge between here and Tekarua in Albania. I want to share with you, first of all, that wonderful commission that Jesus gave to his disciples, the 11 who remained faithful to him. And they were gathered when Jesus had died. He rose again. Hallelujah. And he was now going to ascend to return to his Father in heaven and to go back to being in that sense of glory and wonder that he so generously left, to humble himself, to come as a human being, as a man, to walk this earth as we are walking it now. We have an amazing Saviour, and I just cannot often find the words to express how one feels when his love touches your hearts and he changes your whole way of viewing others and the whole way you view the world in which he has placed you. And so as we look at that great commission, Jesus with the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to a mountain where Jesus told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. Here he was, alive, risen once more amongst them. They could touch him, they could hear him, they were with him. And when Jesus came to them, he said these wonderful words, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." The Saviour we now worship is powerful, glorious, all-embracing of everything that has been created, heaven and earth. "And because I am who I am," said Jesus, "go and make disciple, not of Europe, not of Great Britain, but of all nations." Isn't that wonderful? Christ died for everyone living on this earth. What a task. And in the Tekarua, we see how they touch the lives of people in Albania. So I want to share with you something of the great commission that's being carried out by Tekarua and the wonderful work that they do. When we gathered together last night at Oasis, we saw a video that expressed some of the items or areas in which Tekarua worked. They worked in two places in particular, Tirana and Durres, and the children there have homework clubs. Now, many of these children come from very poor homes. Their parents have not been educated, but these children are having the opportunity to find education, and they have clubs where they can go and be helped with their homework to encourage them to learn. Families are supported by this charity, and young people come together to both pray and play together. So there are centres where children can come in safety and in a Christian atmosphere acknowledge the presence of Christ in their lives and in the lives of their community. I was very touched to see a young man on the screen who was obviously a little bit missing in the mind, and he was very slow, but he was there with such a gentle smile on his face because even with his disability, he was respected. He was treated with kindness. He was loved. And it was just so lovely to see him comfortable in the company of others. And they, people with disabilities, through them, receive therapy and care with dignity. Oh, my goodness me. We do need in the care society dignity when caring for people, not to make them feel that they're different, they're a nuisance, or you know, they're stupid because they can't care for themselves. No, no. We are there to love. We are there to care. We are there to uphold them. Also, young leaders are being raised up in the Tirana Church. Isn't that wonderful? Predominantly male, but that's okay. And these dear young men are coming forward and they are having baptisms. Jesus said in this Great Commission, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are Trinitarian Christians. We believe in the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are a Baptist church, and we believe in believer's baptism. When we come to Christ and our lives are changed, we percolate amongst the people here, and also when we speak with our minister that we normally have in charge with us, he will encourage us to be baptized. What is baptism all about? It's so lovely that you go down into the water and you admit that once you were a great sinner and you needed the forgiveness of Jesus. And that forgiveness had been given. Praise God. And so you willingly go under the water to be washed clean, symbolizing the blood of Jesus. We are plunged into the water. We are lifted out, thank goodness, fairly quickly. And as we stand there dripping wet, we are delighted that we are indeed made new through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And but we are not converted on that day. We are witnessing to the fact that Christ has claimed us. Isn't that lovely? So if there's anybody here who has not been baptized, please, please speak to our leadership. We would love to welcome you again, afresh, very afresh, into the presence of the community here. So as we honour and respect the wonderful work of Takarua, we must then move on to what Jesus instructs us to do and to be. I'm going to turn to our main reading, Trala. That's it. So in Luke chapter 10, we see how Jesus then, when he walked the earth, we tend to think, and we have this strange idea, many, that he had 12 followers. By the time Jesus came to the end of his life, the followers of Jesus were so numerous, they were in the thousands. How often do we have this bigger picture of the earthly Christ who was recognized and respected by so many? And on this period of development, he chose 72 to go and to tell people where, to the various towns he was going to visit. He was coming. Be ready for Jesus. He's coming. But he gave them advice. So often we think that to be a missionary, you have to be a single person. No, no, no. The Lord puts alongside us those with whom we would work together. He sent them out 2 by 2. They didn't go alone. So if there was a disappointment, there was a shoulder to cry on. If they'd had a great success in the Lord, there was joy to share. God, when he calls us, he places us in a Christian community. That's why we're here this morning. We're not here because we just want to come. We're here because we want to know more of Christ. We have been redeemed by Christ. We want to let others know about him. How can we do it? We come together and we share what has happened in the past week. Where have you shared the love of Christ this week? Where have you had the opportunity to do a kindness? It might be small in your eyes, but remember, from acorns, oak trees grow. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are still few. Jesus spoke about them going into the community and to take care, because they were being cast like lambs before wolves. Now, in the time of Jesus, there was great backlash when Jesus went to many places. Here we find we don't get backlash so much, but we do get complete switch off. People's faces go, and they just switch off. But we must persevere. And through our gentle perseverance, not pushing, gentle perseverance, consistent truth, we will make a big difference in our communities and in our societies. Tekarua in Albania is one part of the world, which we saw roughly round there in the world map. But I've just been handed, when I came in today, a little note about Hudson Taylor. And he went to China. And I'll read it to you. Hudson Taylor would go on to lead one of the greatest disciple-making movements of the 19th century, and he explains in his memoirs that it started through his faith in the instructions that Jesus gave to his followers in Luke 10. As he studied those instructions, Hudson Taylor grew convinced that God would grant him gospel breakthrough among the millions of unbelievers across China if he took Luke 10 as the manifesto for his mission. Although he was still a teenager, he plucked up the courage to tell his church leader that he felt a growing sense that God was calling him to become a missionary to China. This young lad, touched by God's love, wanted that same love to be shared with others. He didn't send him down the road where he lived. No, in his heart, he wanted to go to China. And the work that that man did in China is phenomenal. Thousands came to Christ through his mission. How did that happen? He didn't convert thousands, but the few that were converted went and shared. They were missionaries in their own small way compared to his in human terms, but nevertheless effective by affecting the life of another. Each one of us have that in us. Each one of us sitting here today are missionaries if we share God's love in prayer, in care, in sharing with the community. We must be bridges, like Tekarua is, bridges into our community. I want to share with you something that's very deep in my heart, and that is the mission in India that I support. Morning Star Mission. Jesus is the bright and morning star. And this was started by a young man 30 years ago. We're celebrating it shortly. And he went to India, not knowing in his heart really why. But he was so touched by the poverty of so many people that his heart went out to them. And he started the Morning Star Mission. I want to show you. This is a lovely painting. This picture depicts two brothers. The older brother is called Raj, and he was going to the Morning Star school. He also lived at Morning Star. His mum was widowed, and the second husband that came into their lives took on the children, but then when he married her, he decided he couldn't. And so the little boy on his shoulders of his elder brother is called Sevar. Sevar was 3 years old. He was put on a train and let to go. Now, I'm going to say this to you quite bluntly. He would not have lived. But fortunately, on the train was a man, an uncle, sort of an uncle. And the uncle looked to Saver and said, "Saver, what are you doing on the train?" And Saver burst into tears. And so this uncle took the little boy to Morning Star to go to his elder brother. And there's a picture, a photo there that this painting was done. Now you can do come and see afterwards, copied. Beautifully painted, caught the likeness of him. And the depiction is, you see the railway line going into the background? Out of darkness, these children were brought into the light of Christ and light of that particular mission, where they had education, health, and loving care of Christ. They are both now Christian young men. I have on my phone, and I will show you if you'd like to see. Saver has just got his degree in design. Isn't that wonderful? And the other young man, Monet, he's got a degree in physical training and sport. To think that these young men, especially the little one, may not even have lived had the people of Christ not come and shared and cared for him right the way through his education, right the way through to the present day. In fact, he got his degree this very year. So, you know, I just delight when I think how wonderful, because of mission, because of a heart that loves Christ and loves others and will go beyond, so lives are changed and lives are saved. So how does that affect us? We live here in Sandbach or locally around about Sandbach, and we all come to this particular fellowship. What can we do? When I look at you all, we all have a gift, at least. Nothing starts or is maintained without prayer. Please, please, please spend time in prayer. Pray for the members of your fellowship. Pray for your family. Pray that God will raise up amongst us those who have a wonderful outward motion or vision to do what to do here in Sandbach. We haven't got to be great. Many of us here are very different educationally. Some have degrees, many of us do not. It does not matter. God doesn't look at that. He looks at you. What is your personality? What is your gifting? What is your particular move out? We are just called to work where we are and to be aware in our own hearts and minds when it is right to approach another person and share what Christ has done for us. You've heard me say this before, but I will say it again. More people come to Christ through your personal testimony than through reading the Bible. It is once that Christ enters their heart, then the scriptures become alive and important to them. In this church, we already have mission. There is a youth group called Energize. And in that, they are taught of the love of Christ for them at a level they can understand. And they're allowed to ask questions and to be part of that getting together. They have fun and games, but also within that, they know that Christ is the center. We have our lovely group, our older group, Welcome Bap. That is an amazing, please, you haven't got to be elderly to pop in. Do pop and see us on a Monday morning. The atmosphere there is lovely. The people that come care for each other. There's a warmth there. And we don't push Christ, but we mention him. And if we have conversations with each other, there's opportunity to share the love of Christ in so many different ways. So I just want to encourage each one of us this morning, not to be discouraged if you've tried it before but it hasn't worked. In your prayers, pray for those who are working in our various areas of the church. Pray for our leadership that's leading us at the moment. You know, it's a great responsibility to before God to care for his people. Do pray for them, thank God for them, encourage them. You can encourage them by saying, we thank you for what you're doing. And then also pray that God will raise up amongst us one or two who will do the greater work that we can support. Isn't that lovely? When God moves, he moves amongst his people. He uses the little people to feed the bigger people, to bring the glory of his truth further afield in our communities. And so, thank you for listening this morning. I hope that you are encouraged to go and tell, and above all, to be God's person. For he is the one who has power over all. And remember that he brings us to his Father through his life on earth, his death and his resurrection, and he lives with us constantly. He will never leave us or forsake us, because he is within us by the power of his Spirit. For that, we give God thanks. Amen. I've forgotten the name of the last hymn, but it's beautiful. Go forth and tell, folks. Thank you. Yes, that's a really good command. Go forth and tell. Thank the music group, particularly for the hymns they chose this morning. They linked in so beautifully with the readings and with the heart of the message that we've shared together today. Our Father God, as we leave this place, we ask that your Son, our Lord Jesus, walks with us, and that by his Holy Spirit he is forever close to us, We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to share our love of you with others. May we go and be effective in your name, for your sake and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone.